want to do is start off by talking about being scared, being afraid. Hands up if you've ever been afraid of anything, ever. Good. Yep. We all know what it's like to be scared, don't we? We might be scared of different things depending on who we are or how old we are. Some of us might be scared of spiders. Some of us might be scared of wasps. Some of us might be scared of heights. Some of us might be scared of the dark. I once met somebody who was scared of broccoli. Yeah, not even a joke. Some of us might be scared of being alone, scared of being not liked, scared of being found out. Some of us might be scared of losing things, losing jobs, losing friends, losing loved ones. Some of us might be scared of getting old, scared of dying. We've got all kinds of fears, haven't we? We know what it's like to be afraid when you're faced with something big and hard and horrible and you feel powerless, like you can't do anything to save yourself from it. Now, some of our characters in the story felt afraid too, didn't they? Can anybody remember who was scared in our story? Anyone shout out anybody who was scared at any point? Yeah, shout one out. Steve the sheep. Yeah, the sheep were scared. And I suppose so were the shepherds. Yep. Mary was scared. Yeah, who else was scared? Any grown-ups can join in as well. Joseph was scared. One more I'm looking for in our final part of the story.
Herod.
Herod was scared. Yeah, so we've got all of those people who were afraid. I wonder if you could tell me which one of those is the odd one out. It's really for the grown-ups. See if you can think about it. Who do you think might be the odd one out? Herod. Yes, Shelley's got it. Herod. The other three, or four, or however many we got to, were scared because they saw angels. They saw big, bright, shining, powerful beings in the sky. I mean, you know, no disrespect to these angels, but the angels that appeared that first Christmas time were way, way more scary and probably way, way less cute than you guys who are angels down here. But can you remember what the angels said to those characters who saw them? The same thing they said to everybody. Can any of the children remember? What did the angels keep on saying to people? Don't be afraid. That's right. Don't be afraid. And because of what the angels say next in each of those little stories, that's the same Christmas message that God is saying to us this Christmas. So think about it. What did the angel tell Mary? He said, your baby is going to be a great king, God's great king, who will rule forever. And none of the scary things that will ever happen to any of us, not even the scariest thing you can imagine, is enough to kick King Jesus off the throne. Christmas means that Jesus rules. He's in control. And that is reason for us not to be afraid. Now, can you remember what the angel told Joseph? They said that Mary's baby is going to be a great saviour. God's great saviour who would save people from their sins. Not save them from all of their problems, not from wasps or heights or broccoli, but from their biggest problem, from sin, from our rebellion against God that separates us from him, from the scariest of all things, the punishment that we face for rejecting God. So Jesus is a great king, and he's a great saviour. And what did the angels tell the shepherds? Well, today your saviour was born in David's town. He is Christ, that's the name for a king, the Lord. So it's the same things again, isn't it? Jesus is the saviour and the Christ. He's God's promised king, and he's the Lord. God himself come to live with us, to rescue us, and to rule us. So this Christmas, and, you know, for the whole of the rest of your life, if you trust in Jesus, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Jesus rules over everything, and he saves us from the scariest of things. So, you know, kids, and actually grown-ups, because, you know, we still get scared too, don't we? Next time something is scary is happening to you, I want you to remember Jesus. Remember that Jesus is with you. Remember that Jesus is in charge. He's ruling over you. And remember that if you trust in him, Jesus will ultimately save you. And he'll take you to be with him in heaven, where there will be no more fear. So don't be afraid. That's the first part of the Christmas message. And here's the second part. Be filled with joy. Any of the children tell me what that word joy means? Shout out if you've got an explanation. Yeah, we've got one down here. What does joy mean? Do you like something? Is that what he said? Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. Anyone want to add to that? Yeah, Casey? Like, really happy. Yeah, really, really happy. Like, deeply, deeply happy in a way that no one can really take that happiness away from you. Has anybody ever been filled with joy? Hands up if you think you've ever had a time when you were filled with joy. Yeah, I reckon probably most of us have. There's all kinds of things that can fill us with joy, again, depending on who we are, how old we are. You know, that Christmas present that you've been dreaming about for weeks, a really good party, the best hug from your mum or dad, a great meal, a beautiful sunset, a wedding, a birth. We know a little bit about joy, don't we? And some of the characters in our story were filled with joy too, weren't they? Can anyone remember who in our story got to be filled with joy, was feeling joyful? Mary, yes, that's right. Mary, good one. She was. She said those words, didn't she? My soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Saviour. Who else got to feel joyful in the story? The shepherds, somebody's whispering. Yeah, they were told, weren't they, that what the angel was saying was good news of great joy for all the people. Who else? Who else felt joyful? Shall I tell you the other one? The wise men. The wise men, Joy read for us, they were filled with joy when they saw the star. And then when they went and saw the baby Jesus, they bowed down and worshipped him. And that's how the birth of Jesus should make us feel too. There are going to be, I hope, lots of reasons for all of us to feel joyful over the next 24 hours. Family, food, fun, maybe even a present or two for some of you. But the biggest reason for us all to be filled with joy this Christmas is Jesus, a great king and a great saviour. So these characters in the Nativity, they show us how we should respond to Jesus with joy and praise and thanks and worship. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year because Jesus is the most wonderful king, the most wonderful saviour. The characters in the Nativity show us how we should respond, all except one. And this is my little twist in the tale for the grown-ups, really, I suppose. Because Herod, Jemima gives a wave at the back so we can remember who Herod was. There you go. Herod, for him, the birth of a king wasn't good news of great joy, was it? Because he wanted to be king himself. And let's be honest, there's a little bit of Herod in all of us. We want to be king, don't we? We want to be in charge. We're scared of losing our power, our position as king or queen of our own lives. And so we end up being like Herod, lashing out against Jesus in fear and anger and catching plenty of others in the crossfire. And, you know, we'll still lose our thrones in the end anyway because Jesus' kingdom is unstoppable. I mean, what should Herod have done? He should have gone with the wise men, shouldn't he? He should have welcomed the good king who could save him from his sins, and he should have gone and joyfully worshipped him. But instead, Herod was scared of him, and he lashed out, and he missed out. And that's tragic, isn't it? So I want to say to us this Christmas, don't make Herod's mistake. Yes, don't be afraid in general, but don't be afraid of Jesus in particular. Yes, it is scary being a Christian, giving up control of your life and following him, but he is a good king and he's a great saviour. And in following him, there's joy you just won't find anywhere else. So let me finish. Kids, I wonder if you can help by shouting out the final word of these sentences. The headline messages of Christmas are, don't be great and be filled with
joy.
Excellent. Because of the birth of a great king, a great saviour. Do you think you can remember those two sentences? Don't be afraid, be filled with joy. Got it? Locked and loaded. Brilliant. Okay, we're going to sing our final song in a minute, but before we do...